I like to believe I am the Julius Bear of this industry. I'll say I have at least 6,000 to 7,000 crores of assets under management. In 2024, when we ended, we had around 1,06,000 rooms.
How many villas do you have now?
Now 425 under our management.
Really?
And I have no ambitions of being the largest. Tejas, my wife, my husband, wife, founders. Both of us just said, okay, let's just hang our boots in our professional careers. And देखेंगे क्या होता है तो वो दो साल वो रहेंगे नहीं रहेंगे पता नहीं था.
Was it near death for you guys?
Yeah, near death.
Talk about that a little bit.
So you know what Cadbury's did? Cadbury's looked at the entire chocolate market and they said, why should I be in the red ocean of chocolate market? So they came up with celebrations. We are in the space. So Saffron Stays realized that we are in the space of celebrations. With the villas being positioned as places where you can come and celebrate. Bhai, hospitality is not an ROI business. Oh, it's a return on ego business. The story was, we had started out in 2015 and I was about to give up. One Parsi gentleman called us and said, goosebumps aate hai jab hum wo yaad karte. If you can control these three, you've built a brand.
They're rolling? So the moment your coffee comes after the meal, the guy behind you is standing.
Yes.
Ki now get up.
Yeah, abhi ut ut ja bhai.
Devendra, first of all, welcome to the barbershop.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for
pleasure
coming.
Being here.
And you know, today whenever someone asks me, ki what kind of startups will you invest in? What kind of spaces are becoming bigger now? Like I'm in, so big part of Bombay Shaving Company's advertising strategy is to go to colleges.
Wow.
So yesterday I was in Chitkare University, for example.
Wow.
On Monday evening I was in ISB Mohali, and we try to touch at least one college a month between me and Bombay Shaving Company, any of our senior folks. We have done a lot of barbershop with Deeksha and her team in colleges, sessions, Raise Up Winner, etc. So anytime, वहाँ पे the biggest question is, if I want to start up after college, what field do I choose? And my answer, and you may not like it fully, or you may, it may validate you, but it will create competition, is health and wellness or travel.
Wow.
Health and wellness, because we are having a health and wellness moment, and travel, because I think this is, I have not seen this scale of consumption in, across the value chain of travel, like we have seen in, after COVID has
correct.
Kind of corrected. And you have built an amazing, we built an amazing institution. We have experienced it firsthand when our management offsite happened at Arakila.
Sindhudurg.
The most beautiful property. And from Maharashtra, I felt, you know, like sometimes tourism departments have to do a lot of marketing to really make it work, right? But
really?
You're doing some of that work. But that's what I say. And I think travel is having its moment. It has never been the case. COVID went completely down. I know, because we share common investors, we've, you know, kind of heard each other's stories. But welcome to the barbershop, and would love to know more about how you are viewing the consumer, how you are viewing your company, and how you are building a brand through products like Arakila, which have so much heart in it, in addition to, of course, the operating
correct
color of it. So let's start from whichever part of this question you like. What do you think about the industry and how has it been going for you?
So I'll take you back into the story of where we began. So we began many years ago, in fact, decades ago, when Tejas, my wife and founder, we husband-wife founders, she used to holiday in Tata Tea guest houses, Tata Steel guest houses, because her dad was the chief economist of the Tata Group.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when we were dating, I remember I used to also, you know, kind of chipka there. And we always used to wonder that why is this not democratized? So I remember when on a honeymoon, my father-in-law gifted us a three-day stay at Fort Kochi, Tata Tea, beautiful director's guest house. And we were sitting on the wooden floor staircase, and this white crisp uniform, this guy comes and says, "Madam, what would you like to have?" And we literally looked at each other and said, we are going to lose this because your dad is retiring. This needs to be unlocked as a product for ourselves.
Correct.
Then life came in, EMIs came in.
How old were you guys then?
I was 25. Okay. We got married very early. She was 23.
Very young.
Yeah. So this was 2001. And then, you know, life takes over, right? I mean, and typical Maharashtrians, we are both Maharashtrians. Ugits Kashala comes into the picture. Why the hell are you doing this?
Correct.
Right? And then cut to 2016, I turned 40. You know, midlife crisis happened, and I said, dude, I'm going to do this. Okay. So both of us quit our respective.
What were you guys doing then?
I was a partner with EY. Okay. I used to head the cybersecurity practice. I built it from scratch. Yeah, yeah, like an entrepreneur. And Tejas, chartered accountant, corporate banker, ICICI Bank, HSBC, stressed assets, you know, all of that, banking, all of that. So both of us just said, okay, let's just hang our boots in our professional careers and dekhenge kya hota hai. So here we are. I mean, it's been now 9 to 10 years that we are into this journey. I think we have a very similar...
Same cohort, 2016.
Same time frame.
Correct.
Yeah. But what we are seeing...
But what hospitality and...
Yes.
I don't know whether you know this, and I've said this on the podcast before when we've had both of them on the pod before. The founders of Tribo Hospitality, Sid and Rahul, were both my managers at McKinsey at different points in time.
Wow. Okay.
They're 2 years my senior.
Senior.
When they started Tribo in 2014, 2015, I was going to join them as their first employee.
Oh, really?
Because I was in McKinsey for a few years. I thought, okay, I want to start up. So I thought, let me work with entrepreneurs who I respect. And wahan seekh ke main chala jaunga. So I interviewed with Flipkart. I interviewed with Tribo. And there were only two of them and $6 million of fundraise. That was the company.
Wow.
So they said, why don't you come? But that didn't work out because I wanted more equity and no salary. And they said, yes, it won't happen. Then I went on. But since I happen to be an investor in Tribo.
Oh, wow.
So I have followed. That's also been a very difficult journey, especially with COVID.
Yes.
But what hospitality was in 2015 and what it is today?
Totally different.
Is completely chalk and cheese.
Yes.
So talk about what the from to has been.
So when we started out, see, we always knew that we wanted to be in this space of villas and bungalows. And we consciously chose a product which we were building for ourselves. So we knew that yahan pe scale nahi hoga jitne speed se budget mein hoga. Yeah, jitne speed se the way OYOs and the Tribos and all of those. Or even Airbnb as an aggregator. You know, would scale. We were very clear that we wanted to build a legacy and build a brand.
So you knew you wanted to build in the upper end?
Yes.
And in villas and
yes. So in the hospitality space, this is called luxury, upper upscale and upscale. Okay. These are the top three categories.
Okay.
Right? And we wanted to play in that space itself. And we were very clear this will be villas. This will be only bungalows. This will be heritage homes. These will be inventory which is consumed as a family. So right in the beginning, you will perhaps find this uncanny, but in 2015, we coined our tagline, where families bond. And it's remained so, and our product proposition has remained so for last 10 years. And I don't feel this is going to change. So if you look at all the hospitality players, they either talk about making memories, they talk about experiences, they talk about luxury quotient, so many other things that, you know, that they do. And kudos to them for doing so. We have taken a very different plank that we are a brand or a company which is in the business of bringing people together. That's it. In a way, it allows me to be a little lazy also because I don't have to have the obsequious service that, you know, one has to, or butler service or wo sab zarurat nahi hai. You know, you give a bungalow, you give clean, fresh towels, you give clean linen, you have fantastic smelling washrooms, great home cooked food, and your job is done. Right? It's as simple as
so
that.
The staff is... So, I remember experiencing the first time, I'll tell you, I remember experiencing the first time in a Ama Stays property.
Correct.
Right? Not I stayed there before I stayed in a Saffron one. And Ama had expanded from like 5 properties to like 200. Yeah. Because Chatwal, I think, really bet on this.
Yes.
And it's a big part of, I think, how they... How Taj... if you see Taj's performance, it's been incredible.
Insane.
IHCL is... In my view, probably the top performing operating efficiency company on the stock market in the last 5 years.
Absolutely.
I remember 5 years back, like the margin expansion journey they've taken to now. Anyways, so I remember that person who was the general manager of that particular villa in Lonavala, in somewhere near Lonavala.
Sluicegate.
I forget where it was. Somewhere there. Yeah. And it was 6-bedroom near Pavna or one of these places.
Okay.
So, and we had taken the entire management team. At that time was only 13, 14 people. So we had taken them there. And they said, this is the Taj experience, but in your own house. So it is all Taj trained hospitality staff from the cook. All the meals are included.
Correct.
We got seven rooms. So there was 15 people for 90,000 rupees a night. All meals included.
Lovely.
We got all our alcohol ourselves. We had our own music. So this was like a totally private
killer proposition
with the Taj
Correct.
Hospitality. Like next morning, laundry, the bathrooms, the kya bolte usko, the toiletries, who's including like Bombay Shaving Company stuff. Yeah. Like great. This is good stuff. Huh. And then I saw them going off. Then I saw, you know, Saffron Stays also like started to expand and acquire. Yes. And you guys have just found a lot of real estate. I've stayed in an Isprava for like a friend's 40th birthday party.
Yes. Yes.
So now people have gotten used to this. Yes. This was not existent as a use case 10 years back.
This use case didn't exist. So in fact, I remember when I used to go to HNIs who owned these villas and bungalows at that point of time. Firstly, supply bahut kam tha. That was the biggest constraint to my business. But to convince an HNI to part with his or her home, it was easier for me to convince my father-in-law to part with his daughter than, you know, to convince an HNI to part with his bungalow. That is a level of personal attachment. But therein also lies a secret. The secret is, in his or her mind, this is not a commercial proposition. In his or her mind, this is a very different personal equation. He or she is unlocking his home, right? Mm. It's a very different product on the supply side. You can never expand throwing minimum guarantees and leases at the homeowners. You get it?
You call them homeowners.
Yeah, they're homeowners. They're not property owners. In my mind, they're homeowners. They are the ones who are unlocking their private spaces to you.
So, and you are the custodian of someone else's
home. I am merely a custodian.
Okay.
We retain the spirit of the home, which is you have a friendly neighborhood caretaker or a caretaking family who cooks home-cooked food for you. Why bring hotel food into a home, right? When you go to a home, you want the comfort of putting up your feet, being in your pajamas, jumping into the pool. Aapka khana, ghar ka khana. In Marathi, chuli varcha jevan, gavran mutton. Right? I mean, that kind of food. Or if you go to, just go to Dehradun and search for Pahadi food in Dehradun. You will not find one restaurant offering that. But I have 35 homes in and around Dehradun offering Pahadi food to you, authentic Pahadi food to you. Same gets repeated in Gadwal, same gets repeated in Nilgiri, same gets repeated in Kerala, same gets repeated in Goa, in Sindhudurg. So the idea is, ghar ka khana, home cooked food made with authentic local ingredients, no city vegetables you will find there. Okay, and with the love of the maushi or that cook or that, you know, no white butlered hospitality. So that's something that
let's break this down into supply and demand, right? So let's take supply now.
Yes,
I am a lay person in hospitality. Yeah. Think of me as a consumer who's curious.
Huh.
So in these categories, which is, you know, let's say sub 50 room or sub 20 room hotels, 50 room hotels, and then larger 100 plus room hotels, how many room nights are there at different price points? How many villas are there? And how many, like, let's say, Airbnb type places are there? Like, what's the the supply?
So if you look at the hotel industry, traditional hotel industry, and the top three categories of luxury, upper upscale and upscale, in 2024, when we ended, we had around 100,000 and 106,000 rooms.
Okay.
This was projected to be in 3 years 135,000 odd rooms.
And this includes like Marriott's and Taj's and
correct. But out of this 133,000, less than 20% is actually leisure. Everything is urban, hotels in cities, right? So I don't play in that space. I'm not in the urban space, at least for now.
Okay.
We eventually will get there, but right now we're not there. Which means the capacity that exists in the upper upscale, upscale and luxury is a small fraction of the demand. Right? Mm. And demand, if you look at, is just growing exponentially because of the disposable income, GDP. We all know of that story, the consumption story. You and I are in the same story, right? But having said that, there is one structural difference in which we are, seeing this consumption story. If you look at 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, one person used to swipe the card and pay that 50,000 rupees or 1 lakh rupee bill. Today, the younger generation, who in my definition is still families, because that's families or friends who are families, they swipe the card, 10 people swiping the card independently. So the cost of a 50,000 comes down to 5,000 to 7,000 rupees per head, which suddenly becomes unbelievably affordable. So the customer is looking at two ways. One is the richer clientele, which is looking at, you know, one person swiping the card. And you have the younger generation, which is taking to villas as the norm, not the exception. Our generation...
Three use cases. So for example, what are the kind of... So I think, for example, there will be like... management teams or...
That's at your and my level. Okay. So leadership
but cousins outside. Coming together, for example.
Cousins coming together. And family get-togethers happening. Reunions happening.
40th birthday party.
40th right. birthday party. 50th birthday party. When you want to announce to the world, I've arrived. Right? Or special occasions like, for example, dog's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You will find uncanny uses. Okay? Girls get away. Girls gangs going together. Yeah. Bachelorette photo shoots. Instagram friendly, photo
Rokas,
shoots.
Huh.
Yeah. So, Rokas. Yes, Rokas. Engagement ceremonies. I think people just need occasions and to celebrate. So, you know what Cadbury's did? Cadbury's looked at the entire chocolate market, many years ago. And they said, why should I be in the red ocean of chocolate market when I can actually beat the mithai market, which is probably 100 to 200 times bigger than the chocolate market. So, they came up with celebrations. We are in the space. So, Saffron Stays realized that we are in the space of celebrations, family celebrations. So, we are doing exactly what Cadbury's has done into the mithai market, with the villas being positioned as places where you can come and celebrate.
And how does a Saffron, for example, differentiate from an Esprava or a Stay Vista or a Ama?
Yeah.
They're all people who kind of take homeowners' assets and then convert them into like a variable product for...
So, we have taken, so at a brand perception level, we have taken a very emotional plank, which is the families coming together, At the lower level in terms of standards, in terms of experience, I think we play in the upper upscale, and, luxury. Some of the other players play across even budget categories, whatever.
Is budget, I was going to ask, is budget becoming a thing in this?
I want to stay away from that.
But can it become a thing?
Of course it can. There is a space for everybody. But I feel there's an effort-reward ratio. So, unlike a budget hotel where I can get revenues in one place and operational synergies in one place, a home, it better give me the revenue. Per home revenue for me is a massive metric.
Correct.
Right? And that per home revenue for me, if it doesn't exceed a certain threshold, I don't pick up the home. So budgets automatically kind of go away. Plus, there is a perception in the mind of the customer that Saffron Stays stands for premium and luxury. I wouldn't want to disturb it. Even we have experimented looking at a sub light brand or a, different kind of a brand. But we've said that problem is not to be solved. Younger generation is not concerned about, budget.
Yeah.
Younger generation is concerned, particularly the women are concerned about safety. So, if you look at, if there's a group of girls and guys, the girls will invariably tend towards booking a reputed brand. CCTV cameras nahi rahenge, hidden cameras here and there. Or the staff is trained. There's somebody to back up the whole service.
Absolutely.
These are matters which play on your mind, right? I mean, these are things which... So, and also the certainty of experience. So, for example, if you book on a regular platform, it'll be a hit or miss. But if you book through a Saffron Stays, you're near sure that the experience is going to be certain, right? If you want a five-star experience, you go to the five-star that you mentioned, right? So, if you want a homely experience where families are coming together as a unit and celebrating their special occasions, come to a Saffron Stays. If you want to go to, if you want to experience a villa which has been built in a gated community, maybe by the developer itself, go to a, Esprava Lohono. Because, because they have built their own villas, right? And they are in control of the inventory.
That's also an interesting business. I get a lot of emails from them.
Yes.
Invest this much, build your villa and give it to us.
Yeah.
We'll help you with the whole... So, it's like an end-to-end...
By hospitality.
It's like a finance... I'm just the financier there then.
By hospitality, particularly villas, is not an ROI business. Oh, it's a return on ego business. Okay? I will build... See, yours and mine, we will always have a childhood dream. Apna bungalow rehna chahiye. Hai ki nahi?
Correct.
Bachpan mein humne bangla, gaadi, wo to, right? So, what has happened structurally, I'll tell you, forget the consumption story. In the last 10 years, the kind of highways that are being built out, right? So, Samruddhi Highway, for example. There are 49 irrigation projects in and around Nasik, which are getting unlocked because of Samruddhi Highway. Right down to Shirdi, right down to Nagpur.
Dude, the Bangalore-Mumbai Highway.
Yes.
There is a stretch from Belgaum to Khanapur. My mom said that once you hit that stretch for 60 to 80 kilometers, you cannot believe that you're in India.
Absolutely.
It is just like Switzerland on both sides. Yes. And the road is like an autobahn.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And you're right. The infra is... Okay, so there's infra building.
So, if what has happened is distances which are 8 hours, 10 hours were suddenly now 3, 4 hours.
Correct.
So, a lot of people are unlocking land parcels by the lakes, by mountains, like this scenic drives that... And they're saying that let's build our bungalow for our own personal, say, family, you know, our checklist of a life. So, bungalows are being built, villas are being built across the country, wherever infrastructure is reaching.
How many villas are there of this nature which are either already being given out through company like Saffron Estates or potentially can also do it? Like, what's the number there?
So, at this point of time, if you ask me, you know, that number, we don't have a clear answer
but
of the...
In the ballpark. I don't even know the ballpark.
But I'll give you a quick sense, no? One Asagao... In Goa, one small village, Asagao in Goa, would have at least 700 to 800 villas, you know, being built.
Presently.
That is the supply that is coming out in the next 3 years.
Wow.
So you, and Goa is 29% to 30% of the overall second home market. Goa is 20%, Maharashtra is 29 to 30%. Together, Maharashtra, Goa is 50%
of
the second home market, the villa market, right? You can imagine what happens when religious tourism, all of that explodes. This space, as infrastructure grows, as Vande Bharats get there, as bullet trains get there, as your roads are getting better and better, you're going to unlock hinterlands of the country, which are infinitely better than the rest of the world to start with. It's just that we didn't know. You went to Sindhudurg, okay? That was 15 minutes from the Maharashtra border from Correct. Goa, but isolated. Nobody knows about it. That whole Vengurla village or the, you know, the Aravali gaon, kisi ko pata hi nahi hai.
Beautiful.
Absolutely dropped. You feel you're in New Zealand when you're standing there looking at the, you know, the seas
that
there.
That view is just outstanding.
Outstanding, right? I mean, you feel, it's almost like a Game of Thrones ka wo ek, you know, or a Lord of the Rings kind of a scene playing out in front of you. But that is the beauty of India. I don't think we have explored our hinterland of our country. So, you know, when investors ask us this question, international expansion dikh nahi rahe bhai tere pitch mein. Hai nahi.
Zarurat hi nahi.
There's zarurat hi nahi. Agle 5 se 7 saal, we have no aspirations of going outside the country.
I actually agree with you. I think about state tourism departments. I think Rajasthan, Kerala have done a fantastic job.
Brilliant job.
Rajasthan, Kerala have done a very good job. I think Odisha is now doing a very good job.
Yes.
With Jagannath Puri and all these. But there are, Maharashtra, for example, it's a long way to go. Especially UP is now starting to with Ayodhya, and I think that's because of Mr. Modi and Mr. Yogi Adityanath. But the tourism department for the longest time, there is food. There is so much religious tourism that can be possible in UP. I think Madhya Pradesh.
Yeah.
We have not.
Fabulous.
We have not spoken about Bandhavgarh, Ranthambore, Kanha. So many. You're right. There is just so much
out there and so much to offer. We just have to get a few things right.
Okay.
We have to get a safety quotient intact, especially women's safety, right? We got to get a cleanliness quotient intact. You drive down a highway, you don't have wayside amenities, you don't have clean toilets. And that, to me, you know, you and I are looking at just, you know, men. And I think, you know, infrastructure, when you plan, how can you not plan wayside amenities alongside? How are you just planning, you know, flyovers and roads and expressways and all of that? But where are these? Ye tender ka party hona chahiye. Ki bhai, every 50 kilometers there have to be clean toilets, clean food courts.
But wouldn't they come up the moment the tolls reach a certain number on these highways? Wouldn't like some business person set up a petrol pump, would set up a dhaba, would set up?
Or who bothers about clean toilets, especially for women? You look at coffee chain. There are two coffee chains, one which kind of went down under, and the other one which is proliferated in the country. The reason why one is preferred over the other because of clean toilets. The other one, you open the toilet, it's all wet. The toilet tissues are all dirty, so lying there. See, these are insights which play on a gender's mind, which perhaps you and I are not understanding.
Mom used to say this. You go home,
bathroom. You assess the family and the upbringing based on cleanliness of the washroom quotient, right?
Very interesting. So you're saying there is safety, is hygiene,
yes,
and sanitation, cleanliness, etc. What else?
Rest, private entrepreneurship will take care. creation of supply, because you know there are a lot of HNIs who are building these bungalows, and if you recall when I told you 135,000 rooms are coming in, out of which only 20% are in leisure, do you think that is sufficient to meet the demand which is growing? अभी आप देखो ये barely 7-8% में से grow हो रहा है, demand तो 15% से grow होता है, वैसे भी gap था, the gap is only
gap is increasing.
Plus in hotel industry permissions, your real estate, land acquisition costs, it's just, you know, it's a never-ending phenomenon. In the villa space, however, because it's isolated, okay, the problem is broken down to the...
You're right, it's a sum of variable P&Ls.
Sum of, yes, correct. So, what was lacking? Aesthetic sense was not there in the country. Correct. Villa bana raha hai, typical ek, socialist style, wo bungalow bana diya usne. Usko laga pensioner's paradise ho gaya. But now, if you look, every second villa... The architects coming out of JJ School are, you know, passion projects se villas bana rahe, right? The backdrops are magical. You know, you stayed in many of those, lake listening in the morning, and veranda becomes the center of gravity, right? The verandas become the...
You will be amazed. Hmm. Actually, I also felt like the kitchen becomes the center of gravity.
Kitchen becomes, open kitchens.
Open kitchen becomes.
Right? You imagine you're... So, again, return on ego. Imagine you're a 50-year-old guy and you want to tell the whole world, I have arrived. You want to invite all your friends to your aesthetic, gorgeous villa. You want to make a salad and toss a salad from them. Your friends are sitting around, right? But imagine now, 2 months later, the same villa goes down the drain. And you wonder, why did I take this commercial decision? And then enters Saffron Stays.
Hmm.
And says, bhai, there are problem statements, maintenance, na? Main hu.
So how do you do it? For example, if I have a 4-bedroom villa in Asagao, I'll come to you and I'll tell you that, hey, I have this property.
Yeah.
And now you as you are now the custodian of the villa.
Yes.
And the custodian of the consumer experience that is expecting a certain consistency from every Saffron Stays touch point that they have.
The only thing I don't promise you is a certain magical return number or a monthly earning.
To me.
Yes. You as a homeowner. Two things that I promised to you. First, the quality of the guests. Because of the fact that we are, where families born and there is a certain type of a clientele, that's a clear promise that we make to you because of the way we have positioned ourselves. Second thing that we promise to you is that the house will be in mint fresh condition. Whenever you want to go, your friends, it's open. There are no restrictions on any room nights. Some of our other competitors put restrictions on room nights.
In the sense? In what way?
Kabhi bhi calendar khula hai. Aapko app diya hai as a homeowner. Kal khula hai. Aajao. Come. Stay. No restrictions. For the homeowner, absolutely no restrictions. It's your home, sir. Please.
So you do that with the homeowner.
Yeah.
But with competition, it says no.
Yeah, there's a lot of restrictions, particularly the larger names that you took. Yeah. They have restrictions. They work in a very corporate style, right?
Yeah.
We operate in a very different style.
Homely.
Very normal, as if you and I are friends. And right?
Okay, so one is it's more fluid in terms of access.
Yes.
But in terms of returns, the way it'll work is, let's say November month.
Yeah.
The home is... leased out for, let's say, 10 nights out of 30.
More. So, you will expect a 50% occupancy to 70% occupancy depending on the season.
Okay.
Right? So, in low season, like a September, we'll usually have 30% occupancy. But in a December, you'll go as high as 80-90% occupancy. So, on an average, even if you're doing 40% occupancy, average, you will not lose the contract. Let me put it that way. You're not going to lose the trust of the homeowner. He's happy. Because aapka... Out of 365 days, there are 52 into 2, which is 104 weekends, right? This product actually is a weekend product. Beautiful. Why? Because weekdays pay, the families don't have time. Even one member of the family doesn't have time. The plan gets cancelled. So out of 104, even if you deliver 90% occupancy, your 90 nights are done.
Correct.
Approximately. From the weekdays, even if you get another 30-40 nights, you're sorted.
Correct. You hit 40%.
You hit that 40% number. You now,
and how does it work? Like you take a commission and pay.
Yeah, let me explain. Today, if you were to not do this, no monetization of your villa. Firstly, you will get your return, a big ego boost because you built something beautiful. But second month onwards, the pinch of the maintenance will start coming. So you're negative 1 lakh rupees, correct? Because you have to maintain, keep the staff. Oh, that can't go anywhere.
Correct.
So first, in the first 6 months, I'll commit to you, I'll promise to you that, bhai, aapko expenses kuch nahi nikalna hai, aapka expenses nikal gaya. Then I will say, okay, now surplus starts coming in the next fourth, fifth and so on. Because as the brand reputation of the home increases, your reviews start pouring in, people start getting to know about your home. Then you start, earning money. And before you realize, you will end up with a 40 to 45% margin that comes out. So from a negative 30%, you have now moved to a positive 45%. So in the mind of the homeowner, the journey is not just journey is huge. Negative se wo positive aa raha hai. Now what does he tell us? No homeowner uses this as an earning member of the family. This is not an earning member for this villa is not a earning member. This villa, whatever proceeds come, the homeowner tells us, "Bhai, tu invest kar wapas. Mere ko home theater dalna hai, dalwa de. Mujhe pickleball court dalna tha, dalwa de." So that money only constantly gets recouped in the asset.
So it's P&L going back into the balance sheet.
It's P&L going back. Because for the homeowner, this was never a central income. This was never the core. So unlike a hotel where...
It's core.
Hotel has to have ROI. In the villa business, if anybody is promising you some ROI, now imagine what happens. Suppose it's a poor month, say September.
Correct.
I have committed to you some lease amounts or MGs or whatever. What will I do? I'll drop my pricing because I have to fill occupancies. Wrong kind of people will start coming in. Right? I have to start giving for things which I don't want to give for. All kinds of nefarious nonsense will start happening in the house.
Correct.
Whose property is damaged?
Homeowner.
So, you know, it's a fine balance between keeping the property mint fresh and abusing that property. Right? And that's the balance in this business that you have to attain. You have to ensure that it brings enough to keep the homeowner happy and satisfied, that money is getting recouped, everyone property is getting refurbished, painting is happening, new amenities are being added, pizza oven, wood-fired pizza oven is being added, right? And all kinds of things. Yeah.
And all the staff that is, how many villas do you have now?
Now 425 under our management.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How much is Lohono, Isprava, Ama, how much do they have?
So, Stay Vista would be twice our size.
Stay Vista.
Yeah, yeah, they're twice our size.
So, they're
far bigger footprint than ours. But they also operate across categories. So, across different price segments. Lohono would be around 250, 300. Taj would also be around 200, somewhere in that range. We would be the second after Stay Vista, around 400.
So, 2000 ghar hai basically, sab mila jula ke.
Haan, sab mila ke 2000 ghar hai. But everybody is growing at 30 to 40% CAGR, right?
So now today, if I'm a homeowner,
huh.
I can create a bidding war between you guys?
You could.
I mean,
yeah. you could.
Is that what is happening? Because then the value also goes up and you're fighting?
Yes or no. So I think these are HNI relationships. Okay. So I like to believe I am the Julius Baer of this industry. Okay. Top-end wealth manager or a Kotak private wealth. Because if I look at the 425 villas, on an average, if you compute the assets under management, I'll say I have at least 6 to 7,000 crores of assets under management. Hai na? Ab calculate karo har villa ka cost. You will find, so I position to an investor, my pitch is I'm a wealth manager of the real estate asset worth of the HNIs.
Of $1 billion.
Yes, of $1 billion. That is my positioning. And this, if you look at that from a lens of HNI wealth growing in this country, now you'll realize the upside is sitting out here. Now you'll see what kind of money exists and is going to get created in terms of wealth, over the next 20 years. That's the space that we want to, be in. And I have no ambitions of being the largest. Huh? No ambitions of being
the best.
We want to be the finest. Right? The finest, the value experience, the value for money quotient, so it's very coincidental. In no communication of ours do we use the word luxury. No communication of ours. We just avoid the word luxury because I think it's a cliched word.
Correct.
Nobody's understood the word luxury, right? Your definition of luxury would be different. Mine would be different. In fact, the concept of luxury is being challenged by players like Aman and many of those who are coming and saying this is not really luxury.
Yeah.
Right? So we are not anywhere.
How is Aman? I've heard so much.
What a beautiful brand. What a beautiful brand.
Yeah. I want to stay in one of those.
You should. Yeah.
What India mein hai abhi nahi.
Hai na?
Kahan pe?
I think Rajasthan mein. Yeah. But having said that, despite never using the word luxury, we have been shortlisted in the top 100 luxury brands of India by Luxbook 100 for the last 5 years consistently. Whatever.
So, Ama happened after Saffron Sales.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah, many years after that.
And
in fact, did I tell you about that story of that Fort Kochi, that honeymoon?
No.
My father-in-law gifted that
honeymoon.
Huh? Now, I happened to speak about this concept to Mr. Chatwal in one of the, informal conversations. 6 months later, is a Rama home.
They did that. No, they did that all the coffee estates in Coorg and this and that.
And that precise home. And I'm so proud of the fact that, you know, hamara jo dream shuru hua tha. Yeah. See, there's a lot of Tata blood in my wife, right? Because all 30 years of Tata service. So there was a little celebration in the family when that house went on namaste. Because, theek hai, hamare yahan nahi aaya. No problem.
Humne fight mara tha uske liye?
नहीं कभी वो आया ही नहीं ना हमारे सामने वो तो बिकॉज इट वॉज अ डायरेक्ट फोन कॉल फ्रॉम द सीईओ वन टाटा कंपनी टू द अदर टाटा कंपनी राइट भाई ये चाहिए तो मैं क्या करूँ वहाँ पे सो
या
सो आई एम डीपली इंस्पायर्ड एंड यू नो आई एम इन ऑ ऑफ दैट कंपनी
सो फॉर यू व्हेन यू थिंक ऑफ कंपटीशन यू थिंक आमा इज अ कंपटीशन यू थिंक
क्लियरली आई मीन आई वुड ऑलवेज वॉन्ट टू पेग माई सेल्फ एट आमा globally, of course, there are many players. There was one which was really, really had it one fine stay. In fact, the story was we had started out in 2015 and I was about to give up because we had wanted to create the Airbnb of India. So we had gone across the country, verified, visited 2000 homes back in 2015. Okay, and why? Because everybody was using us as a discovery platform and nobody actually booked through us. Everyone directly went to the homeowner. One Parsi gentleman called us and said, you know, I have a house, 1885 built house in Mathiran. And I have another house in London with one fine stay. Just mimic the one fine stay model in India, copy it in India. So I said, hum toh management karte nahi hai, wo toh hamara business nahi hai. So Tejas, my wife, said, chalo dekh ke aate ho. She went to Mathiran. I remember the call she made from there. I was still a partner in EY then. She called me and said, even if I have to, they will be the caretaker here. I am going to be staying here and getting this model off the ground. Then we renovated the house. We got it, you know, refurbished, fought through those grade 3 heritage rules and all of that. And that was our first home, 18th November 2015. We sent 3 EY partners.
The date 10 years, huh?
Yes.
It's 13th November today.
Oh, wow.
Almost to the date 10 years.
Wow. Okay. And we got 3 EY partners to go and stay there. With their respective families. And one of the partners mischievously sent me a photo of him carrying water, hot water from one to room to the other. Saying that, bhai, ye geezer thoda theek kara.
Wow.
But they came back with such a fabulous review. Saying that, bhai, wo ek masti kar raha tha. But doesn't matter. But do this. Whatever you are doing, you know, ye isme dam hai. Wo aggregator model mein dam nahi hai. Isme dam hai.
And take and control.
See, 3 things you have to control. You have to control the calendar, you have to control the price, and you have to control the experience at the home. If you can control these 3, you've built a brand. Then you get hit the scale of talent. So if you can see the entry barrier in our business mein kuch nahi hai. Anybody can start this. You know, tomorrow one fellow can start with 3 bungalows and he can start. But there are scale barriers. First barrier is availability of talent. You need, you know, wo hire karke aap kar sakte ho. Caretakers, ye wo. Then you hit the next, which is when you touching 70-80 villas, processes. You need standardization, right from linen to your,
towels to toiletries,
you know, we got the best and we ensure forest essentials ho, ya Kimirika ho, you know, we ensure.
Kimirika sahi dhanda banaya na.
Sahi dhanda banaya. Yaar, humare yaar, sab, every home.
Kya sahi dhanda banaya, wo Indoor mein baith ke.
Amazing,
na? Love those guys.
Yeah. So very we have Kimrika everywhere or Forest Essentials or one of those. Yeah. So that gives that feeling of luxury. We mimic the thread count of hotels and better. Right? Wo sab humne comforts, creature comforts that you used to very in a hotel.
So you said control the calendar, the price and the experience.
Experience. Then we figured that once you start touching 70-80, you can't cross this without having tech in your DNA. That's a secret sauce. See, I'm a core techie, right? Cybersecurity for 20 years. So we, say 4 years ago, we had 100 odd villas, out of which 50 were budget. First thing we did was knock off budget. We shrunk. We went down to 50, 60 villas. Today we are back to 425 only in upper upscale, upscale and luxury. So A, it improved the brand. B, it improved the per home revenues. And with those 125 homes who are being managed by 180 people, central people, today, I have 425 villas. Central team is 200. How did we achieve that? Technology. So, technology literally comes out of years and, you know, so whether it's the supervisor having or the caretaker having a multilingual app to the homeowner having an app to AI powering right from voice engine to, you know, everything powering our sales, every part of our business is AI enabled. In fact, after 10 years of in existence, we came up with an app. And we are launching it on 1st December. We piloted it. And now we're launching it.
Wow. But tell me one thing. From a distribution standpoint, it's app which you will do, D2C. And
we are a D2C, genuine D2C company.
But no Make My Trip booking, etc.
So out of my 100% of my business, 25% of my business comes from channels other than brandsaffronstage.com.
Oh, really?
That's it. 75% of the business is brandsaffronstage.com. Usme app hai nahi.
Website se.
Website se. Socho. Oh, 75 mein se bhi, 35 is unassisted with no manual intervention in the middle with the AI and technology and the website selling to the customer. This number was zero.
And if I take a villa, I have to book the whole villa. I book one room or no?
No, I didn't.
Arakila, for example, you have a lot of rooms.
Yeah, yeah, because that's our first resort or a retreat that we're launching. That's a new category that we're getting into.
That's not like a
That's not a villa, right? That's 25 sea facing suites in a retreat. So that has a very different space, and we are taking a space of togetherness. Even if it retails room by room, our sales and positioning strategy is group buyouts. Our entire brand strategy is ki
bhai, because we were there was no one else there.
To ek bar aapne ek certain room threshold rooms ka le liya, baki band kar dete hum, sales hi nahi karte, because we want to give the experience of one place, private 55 acres of green wilderness with the sea for your own group. That is what the promise is. So privacy is central to us. Privacy of the group is central to us. So why? Because it lends to the tagline, where families bond. Abhi dusra koi rahega, so how will you kind of
bond?
Yeah, not possible. Very difficult to.
Yeah, that is so true.
Yeah, na?
That is so true. So there is a, okay, cool. So there is supply.
Yeah.
There's 425 villas in a market of 2,000 to 2,500, growing quickly. It's more non-urban leisure, which is again growing very quickly.
Yeah.
There's depth in India because...
Tremendous amount.
Because we are building out states, and I think you're right. There is just so much. There's a gap of infrastructure that needs to get built out in addition to what's happening. You're moving to D2C. I mean, you're already D2C, you're building out an app. But let's talk a little bit now. This is the supply and what you're building out, right? Let's talk about demand. Let's talk about, you've had 10 years in the market. 5 pre-COVID, 5 post-COVID, and then the 2 worst years for hospitality. That was it near death for you guys?
Yeah, near death. Yeah,
talk about that a little bit.
COVID, everybody says that COVID was a God bless, scenario for
us. Nahi lag raha tha. In the middle of COVID,
But I must tell you, at that point of time, everybody hung around. They stuck with us. Our vendors, partners, homeowners, PR agency, everybody said, look, we are all in it together.
Investors also?
Investors were absolutely like rock solid backing. You and I have the same investor, Sixth Sense, Nikhil. At no stage did ever even a message come of any panic button being pressed anywhere. They understood. This is bound to happen.
Outstanding, by the way.
Outstanding. I mean, hats off to them, and all. My PR agency 3 months said, don't pay us. It's okay. We'll continue work. We understood who matters to us and who doesn't in that 2 year period. Genuinely. As an entrepreneur, I can tell you, goosebumps aate hai jab bhi hum wo yaad karte hai.
This is zero revenue, right?
Zero revenue. And then after 1.5 years, then revenue started coming in. Then just exploded. Then the virus became our single marketing strategy. COVID-19 did all my marketing. So, So, the
What was it like pre-COVID in terms of
so
supply?
So, I'll tell you, Satya, he heads consumer products in McKinsey now. He, mainstream audiences like them, partners of Big Four.
Satya who? Satya?
Satya Prakash.
Satya Prakash.
So, all mainstream audiences of, law firm partners, who had never ever looked at us as a product category. Okay, because we are only used to 5 stars. When we travel, corporate travel also, it's only 5 stars. We travel internationally. We always travel stay in 5 stars. First time they started looking at us as a category. And once they caught on, they never went back. They, for their family holiday, they may still do their corporate travel with
Marriott
or whatever. Right? They may still do maybe individual. Now, here again where we stand out. Our sweet spot is not 2 people, 3 people, 4 people going together. Our sweet spot is 10 people going together.
Correct.
We are Indians. So, group travel, family travel is endemic to us. right? And I keep saying that, you know, traveling with your spouse is not a vacation. It is just a change of location. So, right? Exception use case hai ki bhai pura villa book kiya aur you know, that's another use case. It's a great use case. But you will get bored.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So our use case is where families come together, friends come together.
You're right. Because you don't have to solve for entertainment if there are 10 people.
Perfect.
You don't have to solve for alcohol, food, music. That's it. You're done.
That's about it. Alcohol be BYOB, bring your own daru. Right. So there is no question of, right. We just ensure licenses, etc. Take day licenses or whatever. But for all practical purposes, the sweet spot for me is 8 to 12 people. Okay. And that's it. I mean, all I have to do is just have a little bit of a lazy hospitality, if I can say so. I don't have to over-engineer and stand in front of them every 30 minutes and say, khana achha hai na, ye achha hai na. Koi zarurat hi nahi hai. In fact, we train our caretakers for something called concern neglect. Yane, button rakha hai, dabao, aa jayenge. They will not intrude in your privacy. In hotels, you have, uncles, you know, literally staring at, why would you want to stay in a place like that?
Like, you and I cannot sit and have a meal without someone coming wanting to serve, someone coming wanting to put glass of water. Like, just leave me alone, man. Yeah.
So, actually, hospitality industry has not fully understood this correctly.
Concern neglect.
Concern neglect. So, we practice this. We train them for concern neglect. Door, wahan bell rahega, aa jayenge wahan pe. Unko batayenge ki hum nahi, hum hai, but nahi hai. We are there.
We are not watching.
We are nowhere there. You be on your own. Do what you have to do. So, there in hospitality or rather any service industry.
It's so hard to like find the balance with
so hard.
Like,
with in staff. In service industry, there is something called the peak end rule. Okay? Peak end rule. However large the experience, however long the experience, however deep the experience, whether it's your relationship, whether it's a service, whether it's a... It's just in two parts, and I don't know how it applies to you in the product industry. Peak, how the experience peaks for you and how the experience ends for you. Aapko ye do engineer karna hai. Engineer karna hai. So,
there are two aha moments basically.
These aha moments and the peak, or so you can recover in the end, at the end. Okay, but if so, peak can be positive or negative.
But that's the thing, right? With hospitality, it's about a lot of very micro interactions that have to be gone.
Yeah.
Especially in
luxury. But don't over-engineer it. See, the mistake hotel industry does is they try to over-engineer. This is a simple business. Very, very simple business. You don't have to overcomplicate things. The simplicity lies in the fact that the caretaking family, they are inherently hospitable. It's in our DNA. Atithi Devo Bhava is in our DNA. तो उसको जाके एलियन प्रैक्टिसेस सिखाएगा कुछ क्रेडो बताएगा यू नो वो क्या क्यू कार्ड्स रखेगा वो नहीं चाहिए उनको दे यू नो दे वर्क ऑन प्राइड द फैक्ट दैट दे आर वेयरिंग क्रिस्प यूनिफॉर्म गिव्स देम प्राइड द फैक्ट दैट इन द रिव्यूज देयर नेम्स गेट कोटेड गिव्स देम प्राइड दे द फ्यूएल दैट एक्चुअली क्रिएट्स दैट पैशन इन देम इज प्राइड दिवाली पे वो फराड़ बना के देंगे आपको मोदक बना के गणपति पे देंगे आउट ऑफ प्राइड.
But to tell you one thing, do you then hire a certain kind of person?
We hire the local people for caretaking. And strictly local. Why? Because they are that much more rooted and grounded in the sons and daughters of the soil. In terms of their cuisine, in terms of their hospitality, their know-how about the place, ability to solve problems. Infrastructure, apne ko power ka pata hai, bahut ganda hai apne yaar. Ek ped gir gaya to power line, right? But how do you get it back up as fast as possible? Roads get swept off. So many things. That last mile, hamare yahan to our product grows despite these nonsense, right? You can imagine how powerful the attraction is for this product. So we usually never over-engineer the, the last mile service. We do the Raju ban gaya gentleman kind of a thing. We equip them with the diversity chemicals, R2, R3, R4, you know, all of that. Sofa cleaning, your washroom has to be beautiful.
Spick and span.
Hygiene, grooming. Wo sab sikha dalte hai unko. But do we teach them how to do hospitality? No. Unko aata hai. And as a guest, we don't set expectations of butler hospitality.
Yeah, that's amazing actually. I remember.
You know, Arakilam hai, all the staff is from village Aravali. That village, not even Vengurla Jilla, Aravali Gaon se, so the cook also, the food also, the Malwani food, the everything comes from Aravali village. And there the gurus or the temples have been especially brought there for vegetarian Malvani, which is not known. Everybody knows of non-veg Malvani. Nobody knows of veg Malvani. The naturalist who comes and who is now speaking is again a son of the soil. The Vetoba temple, which is out there, the experiences, the Dashavatar experience, everything is local. If you try and paratroop people from outside, right, and bring that, see, and they will not even last there. वो सूट पहनने में उसको इंटरेस्ट है वो होटल में यू नो इन द फाइव स्टार होटल्स ऑफ द सिटी उसको इंटरेस्ट ही नहीं है वहाँ गांव में जाने के लिए तो क्यों लेके आए वहाँ पे सो डोंट ओवर इंजीनियर दिस बिजनेस एंड डेफिनेटली डोंट ब्रिंग स्टराइल क्लिनिकल प्रैक्टिसेस ऑफ अर्बन फाइव स्टार इन टू अ प्रोडक्ट विच इज इनहेरेंटली लग्जूरियस बट जस्ट डोंट ब्रांड इट एज लग्जरी That has been our way of positioning this product.
Love it.
It's alag hai na?
And how has the consumer changed?
So consumer has become the consumer younger, and younger. Younger.
Younger
and younger and younger. And I feel every 2 years I sit down with my team and say, I am turning 50 next year. Is my product outdated? Every 2 years I get into an existential crisis. You know, I say, am I creating a product for the next 10 years? Or am I being... because see, jo... हमारे
वही लगता है कभी
हाँ
को वही लगता है अभी
है ना
Gen Z is not buying houses
they are not afford it no oh I have to tell you this so there is this sorry I get excited about it so there is this concept called compensatory consumption
okay
that benefits us
which is what
उसको घर नहीं खरीदना है EMI नहीं भरना है but पैसा तो उतना ही हो रहा है income तो levels तो बढ़ते ही जा रहे हैं so they get into compensatory consumption which is nothing but signaling see this is signaling in its
status
signaling status in its crudest form hai na but consuming a villa is signaling posting for aesthetic photographs in bikinis is signaling right it is my instagram drives my business primarily because I as a content it's visually consumed okay
and beautiful
it's beautiful I mean it and I keep telling my team that our photographs simply don't do justice to our homes फोटोग्राफ से पता ही नहीं चलेगा ये 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 कैसा घर है तो
दिस जमींदारी एट इज बेस्ट राइट बिकॉज़ यू हैव रिच होम ओनर्स विद 50-20 करोड़ विलास एंड एसेट फ्री यंगर फोक्स
यस
हु आर पेइंग थ्रू देयर नोज
दे आर नॉट पेइंग थ्रू देयर नोज बट आई लाइक टू बिलीव दैट
नो आई मीन इफ यू आर गोना पिक माय व्यूअर्स एवरीथिंग हैज अ प्राइस इफ यू गोना गिव देम अ 4-5 बेडरूम विला And trust them, a group of 10 folks with it at a younger level.
40-50,000 is okay. With meals, 60,000.
Absolutely. Haan, so this is now this is now what they're doing. Haan. And this is like, again, balance sheet of the elderly becoming stronger and the P&L of the younger
becoming stronger. Actually, mera P&L kisi aur ke balance sheet pe based hai. Hai na? Mera pura P&L is based on the balance sheet of the HNIs.
So, and everyone, like, another friend of mine, he is like building a home now in Kullu.
Wow.
Which he wants to, he's not to figure out ki Airbnb karna hai isko ya fir. It's not a villa, but it's like a
cottage.
Cozy cottage. Two bedroom kind of a thing which will have its own demand.
Correct.
And because of pollution in North India,
oh, Lord. Seeing
a lot of people now trying to figure out second homes far before. Like your first home is rental, second home is owned of this nature somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. So it actually could be a first second home.
You operate out of there. Anyway, internet sab jagah pahunch gaya hai. Vaise bhi hum ghar se bhi kaam
karte hain. Is it that easy? I was going to ask you ki like let's just
we wired up all our homes.
Pre-COVID, but like water, electricity,
stuff. Yeah, all sorted. No, but we still do a little few things. For example, hum room service wagera dete nahi. As a rule, no room service. Aapko dining table pe hi aake khana hai. Rule, family that eats together stays together. Rule hai hamara. What is the tagline where family is born? What? Why do? So we have to be true to your business. What your? What are we? What am I fighting? If you ask me, I am fighting loneliness. If you ask, look at today's families. The guys, the kid sits in a room, doesn't get out of the room. The girl is, constantly on her phone or with her friends. Families are getting disjointed. At least आप वहाँ पे आ रहे हो एक विला में आप साथ में बैठ रहे हो grandfather के साथ बैठे हो grandmother के साथ बैठे हो dog के साथ बैठे हो, right? You know, at least bond at that point. सो हम रूम्स में भी टीवी नहीं लगाते कॉन्शियस कॉल नहीं चाहिए टीवी बट हम प्रोजेक्टर लगा देंगे होम थिएटर सिस्टम क्रिएट करेंगे जहां साथ में बैठ के आईपीएल देखो साथ में बैठ के पिक्चर देखो साथ में बैठ के पॉपकॉर्न खा के ताश खेलो कैसीनो टेबल्स विल बी देयर कैरम विल बी देयर एवरीथिंग विच विल ब्रिंग यू टुगेदर वी विल इंजीनियर इन द प्लेस everything that we will bring
but
you.
But nothing together. Isolatory.
Nothing isolatory.
Room service and TV in the room is not an interesting.
Anything that takes the person away into the room, designs, architecture, shapes behavior, shapes thinking, shapes how your bonds are. And every home, when we see our homes, my teams are trained to actually spot whether this house is divisive or this house is actually inclusive, where it's bringing people together.
Wow.
वो DNA में हमारे खून में आप कोई दूसरे ब्रांड में जाओगे होगा वो इंसिडेंटल बेनिफिट है बट यहाँ पे वो सेंट्रल बेनिफिट है.
ओपन किचन्स देन प्ले अ बिग
ओपन किचन्स प्ले किचन गार्डन्स प्लेयर कैन यू कैन आई गो एंड डू अ प्लक टमेटोज फ्रॉम द गार्डन एज अ चाइल्ड ब्रिंग एंड वो सब्जी बनाएंगे वहाँ पे साथ में. सम ऑफ दोज थिंग्स आर नाउ अ पार्ट ऑफ हाउ वी स्ट्रक्चर आवर एक्सपीरियंस. अलग है ना.
वेरी कूल. व्हाट इज योर फेवरेट ऑफ these 425 that you have, one favorite.
It's like choosing between children.
So you must. But all parents hand on heart will always have that choice. They will never tell it. But
the eldest one.
The first one.
The first one. You're the elder child, no? Haan. You project the unke.
Second one.
Second one, wo apne dhun mein. So I'm the second child. And Tejas is also the second child.
Wow.
So both of us are, you know.
And of the 1675 or the remaining ones, which villa you feel ki, this should be in Saffron Stays? Like, which are the two, which, like, one is of your own and one
see,
of the others?
See, Amma Stays mein jo Victory Dawn hai na, Fort Kochi wala, the honeymoon wala. Haan,
clearly emotional.
Wo toh emotional touch hai wahan pe. Right? And there is one which probably you stayed at. That's the one again with Amma, which is called Latitude. A piece of my heart is there.
Is it the one that is in front of the lake?
Yes.
And what about, like, your own, Saffron ka?
Huh. Oh, there is a house in Uti. In fact, Sadhguru came and stayed there because he wanted to play golf.
Wow.
So, there's next to the Uti golf course. This was 2015-16. I was just transitioning from EY to, this company. And I remember that place was in a pathetic condition. And some city architect had built bathrooms. And we figured the real reason. I got the local contractor there. Some guy called Giri, who's third generation maintaining these houses. And we together went and we took a bunch of twigs and sab raised flooring rehta hai na. And niche circulation rehta hai. Toh humne wo chhoda sa jalaya aur dekha kahan se dhua nikal raha hai. And then we figured, yahan se nahi aa raha hai, toh block ho gaya. Because of that one block, the entire structure was sad raha tha. The wooden flooring, which was 100 years old wooden flooring, was sad raha tha. All because some city architect came and put walls in that, circulation. We broke it down. We repaired those places. And that place has been restored. And which plaster tha, pura limestone ka banaya wapis. Upar se leakage ho raha tha. Kuch nahi, 2-3 crore ka quotation aaya tha from all these architects. And we fixed it in less than, 10-15 lakhs. And that, then we got, Tejas got in. She said, bhai, abhi tura male engineering brain baju mein rehne de. Okay, abhi main aati hu, aesthetic sense lege. And then she transformed the place with an aesthetic sense. We got cottons and satins and, all of that kind of a, vibe. 10 years ago, jabhi kisne socha nahi tha. And then this place just took off. Okay.
Uti mein.
Uti. 3 kilometers from city center, but you are there, you will feel you are not in Uti. Yeah, because baju mein golf course, samne pura 2 acre ka garden wagara samne, and bonfires, you're sitting there, typical Nilgiri style, life that you have. And this caretaker is a Sri Lankan Tamil. Lionel uska naam hai, he'll come there and he'll ask you, what would you like me to make? Exact yaad dilaya wo Victory Dawn ka, jo Fort Kochi wala jo guest house. And he will make, continental food, Sri Lankan food, Tamil food, local food. Aray, pyar se khilayega. To karela ka salad bana ke khayega. Khaoge, aapko lagega, ye kya hai? what is this?
Sri Lankan food is outstanding, by the way.
Roast chicken, then curries. And, I can go on and on. But that's my favorite, Milton Abbott, Uti mein.
What's it called? Milton Abbott?
Milton Abbott. And, we discovered it was an 1865 built home. Based on when we were renovating and we were removing the tiles, we found the dates mentioned in some corners. Tabhi samjha kab ka ghar bana, tabhi pata hi nahi tha humko. Uska history pata nahi tha, 40-50 saal pehle ka history. After the Britishers left, I think the properties changed 2-3 hands. It came into the hand of the Sindhi families, 5 Sindhi families who own this company called Edor Welding. Listed company. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how are you seeing the consumers change, like other than getting younger?
One is getting younger. Second is they are expecting, and right nicely and rightfully so, they want a resort in a villa. They want pickleball courts. They want wood-fired pizza ovens. Now they're not only wanting bonfires and, you know, verandas. Now they experience, the experience is of the resort, but in a very private 4-bedroom, 6-bedroom resort. So, and villa owners are also so happy adding these amenities because they are adding it to their own property.
And you are just creating the feedback.
And I am only bringing a self-fulfilling prophecy, if you realize.
Yeah.
You know, it's a... karna hi tha usko. है ना तो अभी पैसा भी मैं पैसा कमा के दे रहा हूँ राइट
उससे
करवा रहा हूँ और वो मैं करवा भी मैं ही रहा हूँ
फीडिंग द फीडबैक एंड द मनी बैक टू देम टू डू व्हाट दे एनीवेज वांटेड टू
डू यस एंड इट वाज नेवर अ अर्निंग मेंबर इन देयर फैमिली दैट्स अ बिग प्रॉब्लम इन माय इंडस्ट्री दैट देयर आर फ्लाई बाय नाइट ऑपरेटर्स सिटिंग एवरीवेयर हु टेक कैश एंड दैट्स माय यू नो
ओरली
मैसिव प्रॉब्लम एंड देयर आर फ्रॉडस्टर कंपनीज ऑल्सो हु शो आर फोटोज bookings and vanish. So customers pahunch jate hain hamare bungalow pe, but you know they have been scammed. These are two problems that we are facing. But customers love us, and you know, for example, 40% repeat hamara.
So someone will come and stay in a Saffron and then come back and stay in the same place or a different Saffron.
Okay.
What do you see there?
That's a very interesting thing. So our same place, same villa is very low.
Oh really?
Very, very, very low. Very, very low. Less than 2%. Other villa, very high. Because the same customer behaves differently in their different bookings. Ek booking mein company ke saath aaya, colleagues ke saath. Alag booking mein family ke saath aaya. Teesre booking mein MBA colleagues ke saath aaya. Chauthe booking mein wo apne building ke friends ke saath aaya. Paanchve booking mein PTA ka group hua hai. Students ke parents ka group. That is 12 years of family. 12 साल के जी से लेकर 10th स्टैंडर्ड तक आप फैमिली हो उसका ग्रुप आ रहा है रनिंग ग्रुप आ रहा है मैराथनर्स आर कमिंग राइट सो देर आर डिफरेंट रीजन्स एंड अकेजन्स वाई दिस प्रोडक्ट इज कंज्यूम्ड एंड दे डोंट वॉन्ट कम कीप कमिंग टू द सेम विला अगेन एंड अगेन दे वुड रैदर एक्सपेरिमेंट विद डिफरेंट इन्वेंट्री डिफरेंट अभी दूसरा कुछ बता अभी नया क्या है कुछ बता नया एम्यूनिटीज़ क्या है कहाँ पे पिकल बॉल है कहाँ पे पैडल आ गया टेनिस कोर्ट्स है क्या सो वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग यूज केसेस But one thing I want to tell you, and this is again a cliche of the hospitality industry, which is, can we have experiences? Okay. I don't think my TG requires externally induced or added experiences.
Absolutely.
Unko koi artificial experience nahi chahiye. In fact, they don't even step out of the house. Once they are inside the bungalow, inside the villa, wo baju mein nature trail hai, us pe bhi nahi jaate kabhi. गलती से भी
कौन जाता है
किसके पास टाइम है
होटल में हु इज आस्किंग फॉर एक्सपीरियंसेस आई डोंट थिंक एनी ऑफ देम आर यूज्ड
बट दैट यू वुड लुक एट एनी ट्रैवल मैगजीन दे विल ओनली स्पीक अबाउट एक्सपीरियंसेस एंड दिस ट्रेल एंड दैट ऑफ कोर्स आई मीन आई आल्सो गो ऑन ट्रैक्स एवरी ईयर वंस अ ईयर आई स्विच ऑफ एंड गो टू द हिमालयस राइट एंड देन वी डू दैट सीरियस हाई एल्टीट्यूड ट्रैकिंग और व्हाटएवर तभी होटल है ही नहीं आजू बाजू में यू आर स्टेइंग इन टेंट्स एंड टॉयलेट टेंट्स आर बीइंग यूज्ड बट आई एम गोइंग फॉर दैट दैट इज माई गोल समिटिंग यू नो क्लाइंबिंग दोज हाई पासिस तो वहाँ पे मेरा माइंड फ्रेम ही अलग है दैट ग्रुप अराउंड मी इज अ सेट ऑफ यू नो डॉक्टर स्पेशलिस्ट ऑफ लीलावती एंड ब्रिज कैंडी ऑन ऑल दैट राइट एंड आई एम ओनली नॉन डॉक्टर देयर बट आई एम गोइंग देयर विद एन इंटेंशन टू हैव एन आउटबाउंड एक्टिविटी नॉट विद एन इंटेंशन टू सिट इनसाइड अ विला एंड डू नथिंग बट पीपल कम टू मी विद अ डू नथिंग सो आई एम अ डू नथिंग हॉलीडे प्रोवाइडर कुछ मत करो पढ़े रहो तो यू नो समबडी लाइक अस and between Tejas and I, we, you know, we've been very shy about coming in front of, you know, media. We, thoda sa, hum dono mein se, main thoda sa aage hun. Wo toh ekdam hi introvert is shy. In fact, we did our, you won't believe, after 10 years of working together, first interview with NDTV last week, together. First interview. Kabhi kiya hi nahi humne. So we are that shy. So we've never kept ourselves. So nobody knows Deven and Tejas. As Saffron Stays. Everybody knows Saffron Stays. Nobody has a clue about
you guys.
Right. And in your case, a lot of people know Shantanu and then there is an association with BSC.
Yes.
Hai na? How does this work? I mean, do you what advice will you give to, say, Devin and Tejas? We are quintessential, slightly, you know, older, 48, 50.
I have a good sense about you.
Hai na?
Also, I've heard about you both from Nikhil and Nimisha for years now.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so, my view is the following. it is getting exceptionally hard.
Yeah, to stand out.
To know. Stand out to hai, but wo bhi kar lenge log because there is just clutter of it. It is getting exceptionally hard to create emotional connect with consumers.
Correct.
Okay. You don't have even a sliver of their mind space.
Correct.
In that sliver, quasi sliver, you are expecting to create emotional connect.
Correct.
Which for a young brand,
yes,
competing with Taj and Gillette,
bahut difficult hai.
Is impossible. Earlier you could do it.
Hmm.
Like a, you know, Prasoon Joshi or a Prahlad Kakkar or a Piyush Pandey or any great advertiser can come and find a way to manifest what you are telling me today in a 1.5 hour podcast into a beautiful film.
Yeah.
Which then you can then say, okay, I'm going to take some money, put it out on television for all my customers to see, and over a 3 to 5 year period, that sliver of mind space will become emotional.
Perfect.
वो था पहले, अब वो हो ही नहीं सकता.
हो ही नहीं सकता है.
तो अब कैसे करोगे आप? There is no brand. Which brand have you fallen in love with in the last 5 years?
What difficult. Eh?
Impossible.
Yeah.
Impossible. Because there are just, there's too much. And one of my friends, maybe you know him, his name is Harpreet Grover.
From,
he said a beautiful thing to me the other day. He said, you and I like don't realize how deep we are falling for the agenda of the world.
Wow.
You take a car from your home to your airport and just see the number of hoardings that are screaming light and sound into your face, wanting you to buy it.
Yes.
You're scrolling Instagram, people are screaming there,
yes,
wanting your attention, wanting your views, wanting your engagement, wanting your money, wanting your political affiliation, wanting your social affiliation.
Correct.
Everyone has an agenda with you.
Yes.
Right? In that world, it is unlikely that one more brand can create emotional connect.
Yeah.
However authentic and good the brand is.
Yeah.
So in that context, the fact that you come here, the fact that you genuinely tell me what a homeowner business model to create fantastic luxury experiences for a family over 2 days looks like.
Correct.
The thousands of people who are watching this will say, this makes sense. The guys seem to like, and then when they go and live there, they will
correlate,
connect these two things. So you are seeding it because your ads cannot. Earlier, Amul ka ad tha. Amul's ka ad would reflect Amul's Mr. Korean's personality. Yes. Now, Amul ka ad and Mr. Korean are so far apart that the customer has to see Mr. Korean directly.
Wow.
We are becoming, that's the issue. It's not that this is a fad where founders are becoming bigger, but founders have to, or faces have to play the role of sometimes mascot, sometimes face, sometimes voice, sometimes everything. Because ads are not sweating it.
Right.
Our ads won't sweat it.
Yeah. And you finding people look at us and say that, okay, this is a relatable guy.
Yeah.
Speaking.
Building something. Build something.
Build something.
Build something. So I stand for entrepreneurship, being a challenger, being provocative.
Wow.
Because Bombay Shaving Company is like that.
Yes.
It's a challenger. It's a taking challenger. On a big company.
Yes.
It's, you might stand for love, bringing families together.
Yes.
You know, home.
Yes.
That could be your...
And fighting the villain of loneliness.
Ha. So that could be your purpose as a brand.
Correct.
But your, that's how then, for example, an expert will come and tell you that, hey, Devin, you need to say these things. And then it might become a little more structured.
Ha.
In my case, it is as less structured as possible because we started early.
Yes.
And we had the benefit of experimenting as much as we could and reaching a place rather organically.
Ha.
But if you're starting today, you might need like a much sharper going in strategy. करना पड़ेगा वो.
And ये जो IPO का
मैं आपसे question पूछूँ आप?
हाँ, of course.
My question to you is, as a Maharashtrian, do you find it conflicting to your roots of being a humble person?
Oh, totally.
हाँ, that's the problem.
The the massive problem is that if, you know क्या मानते थे उच्च विचार पर राणी मान एकदम साधी असली बन. So we have been brought up that way, right? How did I come here? I came by metro from New Delhi station to metro. First instinct is bhai metro se jao. First instinct is train pakdo, right? First instinct is not ki ek cab aa rahi hai, wait kar rahi hai, banda aa raha hai. I kid you not, we have two cars. Our our latest car is Fortuner bought in 2010. Kabhi zarurat hi nahi padi. Hamare needs hi nahi hai. सोचो 15 साल गाड़ी नहीं है, नई गाड़ी नहीं है, क्यों?
करेक्ट.
नॉट बिकॉज यू नो देयर इज नो मनी इन द बैंक, इट इज टिपिकल महाराष्ट्रन एटीट्यूड ऑफ सेइंग भाई क्यों.
करेक्ट.
Who do you have to...
Correct. Huh. So, as entrepreneurs,
you have to break that.
Our Maharashtra-ness comes in the way.
Yes.
Because we are... You think about Maharashtra entrepreneurs.
Always...
They are not the Ambanis and Adanis and Tatas of the world. So, the Gujarati, Marwadi, Parsi, Telugu, Sindhi.
Yeah.
These guys have created large enterprises. Largest Maharashtra entrepreneur on paper actually is possibly Baba Kalyani or Kirloskar. That's the highest.
Wow. And they're also in the woodwork. They're never ahead.
So, we Chitrayavandhu. It has taken so long to find a way to go out of Pune.
I just met Indraleel day before.
Ki Pune hon bahar jana tumhi.
Correct.
So, Maharashtrian sensibilities are education, service orientation and humility.
Oh, I remember when I was quitting, my dad actually asked me, but you know, tujhyamule aamcha hudda hai family madhe, you are quitting EY partnership. What will my standing?
What will I say,
what will my standing in my my sister also called me and said, "Are you sure? You know,
settled as na." So Maharashtra madhe downside protection has more value than upside maximization.
Yeah, but now she's an entrepreneur. She's filed a patent in cybersecurity and she's gotten gone elder to me.
The influence is on the other way.
Yeah, so I like to believe it's influence. I think it's the other way around.
So that's the trick, is to get over this, because I know people talk about me also, ki talks too much, attention seeking, and maybe right also, but people poo-poo na, ki talawag, like people enjoy, by the way, you see this whole Lenskart fiasco, why do you think there are so many commentators on
Lenskart valuation? Vicarious pleasure of,
it's jealousy, boss.
Jealousy, correct.
Ki tu kaise, how are you worth 70,000 crores? When Vijay Shekhar Sharma went public, whatever disagreement you have on his valuation, all the old money in Mumbai, who's like, boss, hum teen generation se humne banking kiya hai, humne mutual fund khada kiya, ye wo, ye kaun hai fly by night guy? Kuch to pakka scam kiya rahega ye ki do 1 lakh crore ka iska valuation hai. That's what the thinking is. That's what happens.
I'll ask you a question, which has been plaguing or you know troubling Tejas and me a lot. We feel 10 years out and we've reached, say, 120 crores. We're profitable 3 years in a row. Had we been a product business, we would have been a 1,000 crore business. 100%.
Correct.
Right? I think the effort-reward ratio in services is slightly different. Do you think, okay, given the fact that we've proven ourselves as entrepreneurs, should we branch off, should we have some product bolt-on which will actually take the... brand to its logical, because a brand is significantly bigger than what our size is.
I agree.
In our case.
I have a very strong view on this.
Tell me.
My strong view on
this. I heard your podcast where you said product company should not get into service should not. I heard that.
I think it comes from personal experience.
Tell me.
We have launched multiple service businesses. So we launched a laser clinic. Beautiful laser clinic where we did the entire customer flow, this, that and the other. We launched salon where we got people.
Oh, you did?
We did. We had a Bombay, in COVID, we had a Bombay Shaving Company salon because products were not selling and people wanted like haircuts and all in a safe space.
So samajh gaya.
Wo kya? Yaar, DNA bahut alag raha. Because product mein, tum puri mehnat product mein banate ho.
Barabar.
Sale ke baad, tum mehnat nahi karte ho.
Phir
product mehnat karta hai. Service mein, सेल तक इतना मेहनत नहीं है, सेल के बाद मेहनत चालू होता है,
जबरदस्त मेहनत होती है.
यू हैव द योर टीम, योर ट्रेनिंग एंड स्मॉल स्मॉल वो डीएनए बहुत अलग. फॉर एग्जांपल मैरिको, काया स्किन क्लिनिक इज अ सर्विस कंपनी ऑफ मैरिको.
करेक्ट.
स्ट्रगलिंग. द डीएनए ऑफ मैरिको इज नॉट दैट. डीएनए ऑफ मैरिको इज सफोला एंड पैराशूट एंड ग्रेट ऑयल्स एंड ग्रेट फूड एंड ऑल दैट. इट्स नॉट इन गिविंग लेजर रिमूवल ट्रीटमेंट थ्रू डर्मेटोलॉजिस्ट. वो है नहीं उनका. तो अगर आपको प्रोडक्ट बनाना है तो देन द ब्रांचिंग ऑफ हैज टू बी वेरी डिस्क्रीट. And like very clear.
Wow.
Because, but I don't know a single example of a company that's done both really well. So there is something there that we have to figure out. Maybe, but frankly, someone has to do it for the first time.
Yeah.
I don't think, by the way, that revenues lag the brand. I think service business is the way it is, right? I think 120 crore is a huge number. Yeah. In 10 years, to create a 120 crore profitable business through variable added build-up. Because you guys have a natural limitation in supply.
नहीं अभी नहीं है वो problem solve हो गया.
नहीं बट 400 विला है, 400 से आप 4000 नहीं जा सकते.
अरे you have no idea what is getting built out. Or you have the, that's what in fact the, it shocks and surprises us the kind of inventory that is getting built out as we speak.
तो फिर यार एक बात बताओ, फिर अगर वो हो रहा है तो फिर आपको क्यों करना है कुछ और? तो वो 120 का 500 depth ही आएगा ना.
So the only constraint to my growth is actually, see, today I operate in six clusters. Okay, and every cluster has contribution margin, CM1, CM2, it is profitable, you know, we measure it that way. The only constraint to me is actually I should be getting and raising money to open not 6 but 25 clusters. Go pan India, because the brand is existing, processes, playbook, everything is in place. Out of my 425 villas, 275 are in Maharashtra. Do you believe that, you know,
out of... You should go deep in Maharashtra, boss.
Ek Alibag mein mere paas 55 bungalows hai. एक अलीबाग
क्या बात कर रहे
हो एक अलीबाग में एक नासिक वो इगतपुरी बेल्ट में मेरे पास 40 बंगलों
महाराष्ट्र एंड गोवा मिलके ही 50% ऑफ सेकंड होम मार्केट है ना तो आई एम अज्यूमिंग दैट विल बी
रिफ्लेक्टेड दैट इज या बट आई नीड टू हैव स्टिल प्रेजेंस एल्सवेयर
वेयर इज अ प्लेस यू नीड प्रेजेंस बट यू नॉट एबल टू गेट इट उसका लिमिटेशन फैक्टर क्या कैपिटल है
गोवा नहीं कैपिटल नहीं है
फिर
हम गोवा गए ही नहीं
क्यों
क्लटर्ड मार्केट था रेड ओशन था ब्लू ओशन में घूमना था हमको रेड ओशन में पढ़ना ही नहीं था वहां पे यू नो एवरीबॉडी एंड देयर ग्रैंडमदर्स वाज रनिंग अ विला During post-COVID, you know, small fly-by-night operators, they started picking one or two villas and started, and aise 50 log aa gaye Goa mein. Chota, 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 char lo bungalow, paanch bungalow. Abhi sab thak gaye, sab nikal ja rahe wapas.
Goa, so, is Goa as bad as they're saying it is?
Keeps so losing Goa its sheen and has outpriced itself. Okay.
But it's not correcting, na? Or is it correcting?
No, it's not correcting. The reason it's not correcting is the underlying land and the, you know, that price is just shooting through the roof. So, see, whatever I say, na, Shantanu, that it's a return on ego. End of the day, even an HNI thinks of return on investment. So, agar wo 20 crore dal raha hai, aur 4 saal pehle 4 crore dal raha tha, to 20 crore ka uska valuation expectation rehta hai, to wo bolta hai ki mera itna minimum per night ARR hona chahiye. उसके नीचे मैं बेचूंगा नहीं बट मार्केट रियलिटी सेज नो बॉस आई एम नॉट विलिंग टू पे यू दैट मच आई विल गो टू थाईलैंड
दैट वो क्या खाली रहने देता है उसको
हाँ सो दैट मार्केट रियलिटी इज कमिंग सो विच इज वाई द फ्लाई बाय नाइट ऑपरेटर्स आर एग्जिटिंग विच इज वाई स्ट्रक्चर्ड प्लेयर्स लाइक मी आर सेइंग ओके नाउ इज द टाइम टू एंटर गोवा बिकॉज नाउ आई विल लुक एट पीपल हु हैव अ लॉन्ग टर्म व्यू यू नो होम ओनर्स हु हैव रैशनल एक्सपेक्टेशंस यू नो पीपल हु से यू नो वॉट आई वुड रैदर गो विद हाई क्वालिटी गेस्ट than a 3-year business where I'm making money, but my villa looks like a rundown place.
Interesting.
Hai na?
Interesting. So, Goa ek ho gaya, aur kaun sa market lag raha aapko?
North had a terrible this year. Wo Operation Sindoor se leke, then the El Nina and that whole landslides and monsoon and all kinds of...
Pollution will get screwed, na, North India?
No, so Gurgaon is bad. Gurfam is business because now everybody will get out of Gurgaon.
Dehradun and all that.
Everywhere it's nice and blue and crisp. So it's good now.
But you, for example, you have like a 2-month package, like where someone can take a villa for 2 months.
Nobody stays there. Nobody stays. Everybody. These are all romantic ideas. Ki main jaake wahan rahunga 2 mahina.
Nahi hota wo.
I can't stay. You know, I am telling you, I run this business. I can't stay without my tennis every third day. I have to come back to Bombay and play. मेरे को वो वहाँ पे मिलेगा नहीं. मेरे को group नहीं मिलेगा. Court मिलेगा, group नहीं मिलेगा. खेलूँ किसके साथ? I am a social animal, right? And I need
Most
that.
Most people.
And urban centers, you know, create that. You know that bonding and that whatever. If you're a,
yeah. I think वो North India का use case हो सकता है लेकिन you might have to think about it.
हाँ, चलो idea अच्छा है मैं अभी try करूँगा.
Like देहरादून, मसूरी, like चंडीगढ़, जयपुर तक in that.
See, I have not given up on this. I have not given up on this couple idea. Hmm. So I have created a subcategory called escapes.
Okay.
Where you can take a 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom with a private jacuzzi and a pool, you know, beautiful Insta views and all of that. Who create? Baba, Insta is the driver. Okay, this bald head is not going to sell much beyond a point. वो Instagram पे villa देख के खरीदने वाला है. तो
I think वो है. नहीं ना couple, but just generally people getting away with family, small nuclear families.
Yeah?
You can't get 10 people together, but a family of 4.
In fact, it's very interesting. The propensity to spend is higher when the group size is smaller.
Yeah, per person, no?
अगर 4 लोग है ना तो मैं ज्यादा खर्चा करूंगा 10 लोग है तो the lowest common denominator comes in and actually the price starts falling
yeah.
So that is the reality. But I get room night, so I'm a little, you know, my sweet spot is here, but I want to try this out.
Try कर सकते हो आप. And what are you thinking? To answer your question, I don't think product is the right. It's too hard. Reward effort ratio, आप जो बोल रहे हो उसमें कम रहेगा. I think going deeper on use cases.
Why do you say dominate Maharashtra, go deeper in Maharashtra?
Because you are saying the supply is
there. वो तो है ही, and demand भी है, because Bombay Pune जैसा belt है, Mumbai Pune Navi Mumbai, that whole corridor, Nasik is exploding.
Gorgeous, yeah. See, you go east towards, even Nagpur Vidarbh, for example, will have its own beauty. Right? There's Nasik, then there is the whole Konkan belt is beautiful all the way down to Goa and this thing. enough supplies. Enough places.
So it's very interesting.
Access to airports is high.
It's very interesting for me. It's the market, that market is best where the supply and demand is in the same place. And I'll explain to you what that means. Which means the South Mumbai guy who owns a bungalow in Alibag and the audience that stays, that consumes the bungalow in Alibag, both stay in South Mumbai.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So the supply may be in Alibag, but the owner stays in South Mumbai. The consumer customer stays. Also stays in South Mumbai. When there is a disconnect, which is where I'm struggling in North, where there is a disconnect where the...
So the homeowner is in Delhi, the homeowner is in Dehradun and the consumer is in Chandigarh.
Ye sab jo hota hai na, to there I struggle.
That's a good point.
So it's a...
And the struggle is because of... Not because... Is to convert demand, not because of operations.
Yes. Operational koi challenge nahi hota hai. But
staff and availability is
there. Now I think there is a method in which that has been cracked.
Interesting. You're right. So, mere hisab se as a business person, na, do the easiest thing.
Hai na?
Aasan cheez karo.
Difficult cheez karne.
Again, this is one of those ki, no, we have again been taught ki jitna difficult cheez, utna bada pot of gold.
Kuch nahi, sir.
Aisa kuch nahi. Aasan, shortest path from A to B.
4SPF.
From where the core flies, that's it.
I agree.
This is how to do it. But IPO plan, you have spoken about it a little bit. Like, are you guys thinking of going public?
I think that's the clear.
How are valuations happening in the space?
So, not as good. I would like it to be sales of multiple of at least 3-4.
Okay.
But it's ranging in 2-2.5. So that's the model. But
and consolidation hoga isme Devin?
See, there's a very high likelihood. Global players will come. Bigger players will enter. Marriotts will come. The bigger guys will
actually. Even Accor would go into a strategic.
Accor will get all of that will happen. It is only good for the industry, because you know the industry gets repute, respect. And a lot of credibility, and it will force us to look at our business model every few years to say, "Bhai, main kya karu? How do I stand out?"
Yeah, also, you're right, man. In this space, na, building is so much harder.
Yeah.
Like buying an asset which is ready, an operator which has gone deep, is just something easy for like a Marriott to do if they decide to.
But Taj also thought so, na. They also thought that they'll shake a tree and 100 homes will come. But they are still at 200 after how many years? 2019 they started.
6 years.
6 saal ho gaye, abhi bhi 200-250 pe pahunche. So it's not as easy,
yeah.
Right? But it's not that tough. If you complicate things for yourself, then and you try to over-engineer stuff, you will never scale.
Yeah.
But if you keep it a little light and easy on the ops and trust the willingness of the customer to wink at a few things because the disproportionate value on the other side is so high.
Yeah,
right?
Makes a lot of sense.
Then the customer says, "Yar, do teen cheez galat gaya, doesn't matter. I love them. I believe in them. I love them. What they're doing."
How is Oyo doing?
They are not in my segment.
No, but in general,
I have not even tracked.
I was thinking, my mind went to like venture fundedness of the industry. So then,
not as much in ours. So our competitors have raised.
You have raised from how many investors?
Only Sixth Sense. That too, only $2 million, $2.5 million.
Oh,
that too, 2019. After that, we are on our own. We
so
are
only raised 15 crores. Huh? That's it. Only 15 crores till date. That's incredible, dude.
Yeah,
that is fantastic.
And that too, we burned all our capital in COVID. We were left with some 3-4 crores of capital. And we pulled it off, and then we put a structured plan to saying that what are we doing? How are we actually making ourselves profitable? We put a path to profitability, kick-started the whole operating leverage kickoff. So today, we are 3% EBITDA. Last year, we were 2%. Earlier, we were 1%. Uske pehle negative 3%, negative 7%, negative 10%.
Wow.
So abhi 3 tak aa gaye. Humko, jab hum 10% pahunchenge, okay, then we'll do an IPO. Clear hai.
And main like
so we are deliberating ki SME karna hai, private placement karna hai, family offices se karna hai, but we have not raised. So my competitors have raised 100 crores each.
Kaun hai?
Vista ne 100 crore raise kiya hai.
Stay Vista
ne. Then I think Elivas has raised 100 crores.
Elivas kiska hai?
Ritvik Khare, stalwart, MMT, ex-MMT guy.
But does it belong to like a bigger brand or something?
Elivas? No.
Who came to me recently saying, I'm from Elivas?
Acha.
I thought Elivas was your brand.
No. Elivas is started by a great guy called Ritvik.
Okay.
He was heading the homestays division of Make My Trip. saw the opportunity and actually got. He's doing very well. He raised money from Peak 15 and those guys.
Achha.
So they have, all of my competitors are well funded.
Elevas, huh?
Yeah, Elevas. They have 100 crores. We've chosen the little thoda Maharashtrian mentality, hai, shayad, but I think now is the time to race. Now is the time to actually unlock some value, raise some capital.
And pound for pound to pound, like similar propositions, like. You feel like they're worthy competitors?
They're worthy competitors. Of course. I mean, it's a fantastic space that, jitne competitor badhte hai na, utna I think the industry benefits. Because they are doing your marketing, they are doing your evangelizing, everybody is doing together.
Yeah.
So, jitne player badhenge, so I think there'll be a cap on 6-7 players, then there'll be consolidation happening. 2-3 people will merge, some buyouts will happen, Taj will buy somebody. Kuch na kuch to hoga. So,
bahut sahi. But travel nahi ja raha kahin.
ट्रैवल तो कहीं नहीं जा रहा है दोस्त
बस ये लगेज ये लगेज ये बैग्स बैग्स डू यू नो आई वाज एट द एयरपोर्ट आई वाज एट द एयरपोर्ट एंड आई वाज वेटिंग फॉर माय बैग टू कम ओके हर दूसरे बैग पे वो येलो जिपर मतलब मोकोबारा का क्या बढ़िया मार्केट शेयर हो गया
हाँ.
फिर मैं देख रहा हूँ वो मुकबरा का बैग है
ही नहीं
सारे लोगों ने वो येलो
जिपर लगा दिया
क्या कॉपी मार दिया यार बट द मोमेंट समथिंग कैचेस अप इट्स अमेजिंग लाइक अ सफारी और अ वीआईपी कॉपिंग डिजाइन लाइक दिस It's crazy.
Unthinkable.
So people are like, you're seeing large companies move quickly.
Yes.
You're seeing luggage become big. Yes. You're seeing flights, like for example, you know.
I'll tell you, we're doing a tie-up with one of the salon companies. We figured that before travel, every woman wants to look best in the Insta photos. तो वो तो फेशियल कराएगी हेयर मेकअप सब कराएगी नेल्स पेडिक्योर ये वो बिकॉज फोटो में चमकना है ना पूरा तो वी टाइड अप विद अ सैलॉन And Chalon, chain of Chalon, JCB, exclusive tie-up dono ka. You go to Saffron Stays, aap booking dikhao, aapko JCB pe before the booking discount and post-booking tan removal service. Because wow. I'm Goa se bhi tan aa gaye. So, humne aise unique, we are just launching that and I'm just probably speaking into a little
we'll louder. Probably release it after its launch. So. That is amazing.
So,
Devin, I think this has been a...
You know?
Fantastic deep dive into the space, into you as an entrepreneur. You know, congratulations on, I did not know this was this capital efficient. I thought you had raised a lot more money, but to build a 120 crore business, so many villas, such, we obviously were recipients of the hospitality at Sindhudurg in Arakila, but really looking forward to your IPO. And thank you for sharing with our viewers depth about what it takes to build a brand with love, because the insights around homeliness, how to create that product in service was amazing. And
thank you.
We will actually want to do maybe a couple of roundtables around hospitality part of the season. We realize the roundtables works. We'll get Rahul and Sid from Tribo.
Amazing.
Want to get a couple of more people from, maybe some of the larger hotel chains, for example, Marriott or Taj or whatever. And do a roundtable on what it's like from a consumer standpoint now.
Killer.
So we should do one or two more. Hopefully, this is the first of many interactions.
It's a pleasure coming here. I have never been interviewed in this kind of depth and scrutinized and questioned on many aspects. Which I don't think I've ever spoken so freely.
I'm glad you did. And I'm hoping that people who watch, come to... And I hope that, when they watch and they meet you or they're your guests at your at your hotels, you will start realizing...
Homes.
At your homes. You will get a sense of how you and Tejas should actually... build this narrative out, because through the screen, you talk about Instagram so much. Through the screen, you and Tejas are basically welcoming people into your home.
Absolutely.
And this is the best way to do it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You have to do it. Awesome.
Thank you.
I thought you looked awesome.
Thank you very much. Lovely.
Thank you. Perfect.